Good morning. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast coming to you once again from the Metropolitan Tabernacle, 501 Opelousas Avenue here in Old Algiers, New Orleans. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the old Trailblazer. Yes, sometimes I feel mighty old. Left this morning, feel mighty old this morning. Get up, don't feel too good. But would you pray for me? Would you ask the Lord to give me strength day by day? Kind of weary, gets weary sometimes. Yes? No, I don't grow weary in spirit, just in the body. The old flesh is weak, isn't it? Sometimes you get like that. You don't much want to do anything, do you? But the Lord gave me the grace to get up, come up here, and make this message this morning so that you might hear the gospel. Would you pray for me? And then would you sit down and write me? My address is, the mailing address is the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Have I told you about our internet systems? That way you can hear us over. Let me tell you, every morning, Monday through Friday, 8:45, here at WLNO in New Orleans, you can pick us up on your internet capacity there. On your, I'm sure you know how to do it. The call letters is www.wlno.com. If you need more information, you call me or write me, and I'll send you that information. We're bringing you a series of messages now on the preacher. It's been a gracious study. Got several more messages to go, and just looking at the preacher. You know, God's man is the apple of his eye. God's true call preacher, there's no higher calling, there's no greater calling than to be a preacher. Did you know that? Let me just tell you this little story. One time during the Civil War, this young man went to the White House where President Lincoln was. I don't know how he got in there to see him, but somehow or another he'd had a lot of trouble in his life, and he went in there. And he asked the brother, Mr. Lincoln, he said, Mr. Lincoln, I want something to do. I want to fight for my country. I don't know if he was a Southern preacher or a Southern man or a Northern man, but he didn't. It didn't matter. Mr. Lincoln said, well, my young man, what is your occupation? What have you been doing? He said, well, I'm a preacher of the gospel. And he looked at him kind of sad, and he said, my boy, go home. Go home. You got the highest calling of any man living. There's no greater calling than to preach the gospel, to be true to the souls of men. Now, they tell me that's a true story. I believe it is. Would you think about that? Listen. The Bible says, touch not God's anointed. Are you ranting and railing about your pastor, folks? Are you ranting and railing about him? Why don't you pray for him? Why don't you go day by day to your closet and pray for your pastor? Now, I don't care who he is. I don't care how many mistakes he makes. Oh, my friend, if he's preaching the gospel, you better be praying for him. And we're bringing you a series of studies on the preacher. And we're looking today at the preacher and his people. Yes, the preacher and his people. You know, God's given me a gracious people here at Radio Mission. A bunch of old sinners. Some wants to be saved. Some are saved. And some praising the Lord for salvation. And they love me, they do, even though I get on their toes a lot of times. Get on your toes if you're not living right, if you're living in sin. But the Lord has blessed us here and given us the gospel. We go out over this nation every Sunday with 40-odd broadcasts across this nation, every Sunday night, then every week, every Monday through Friday, we own 20-some station with the Trailblazer broadcast. I wish you'd sit down and write me. I'd send you a listing or a log of all of these stations. Maybe you have a friend somewhere in Hoboken or somewhere. We have a broadcast there probably somewhere in that area. If you write me, I'll send it to you. But we want to get back in our study. We're looking at how the preacher feeds his people, how he feeds them. We saw that he wasn't supposed to feed them or not supposed to feed them on jokes and cutting up and all that. And then in sports, playing ball in the church and all of that. None of those things. No. And then we saw that you can't feed your people on religious movies. Oh, no. You can't take those hell devils out of Hollywood, old whoremongers, and make a movie. Can you ever heard of such a thing? Taking a whoremonger and putting him in a movie and then showing him in your church. If I was you folks, if my pastor was allowing that, I'd stand on my hind legs and say, Pastor, get straight. I may be out of place, but I want to tell you, get straight. We don't need a whoremonger here. No more than we need a homosexual preacher or a lesbian preacher in our pulpit. If I was you and some lesbian preacher come in there, or a woman preacher, or a homosexual preacher, I'd get up and walk out and slam the door, and I'd never go back. But I'd tell them what I thought about it first. I wouldn't sit under no whoremonger. I wouldn't sit under a homosexual. I wouldn't sit under a woman's preaching because, first of all, the wrath of God may fall there on your chapel, wherever you are. That's right. Listen. Then how is a pastor to feed his people? Do you understand that? You know that? You know the answer to that? On the Word. God's Word. Preach the Word. That's what the Lord, when He called me, gave me that verse of Scripture. Preach the Word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove and rebuke with all long-suffering. That's why I can sit here and stand here behind my pulpit and rebuke. Does your pastor rebuke sin? I do. Every Sunday, every Wednesday, every Sunday night. Every day when I come here, I rebuke sin. Sin is not going to have dominion over my people. No, sir. If they are bound and determined to live in sin, they'll have to get out. That's right. Get out. Clean up and clear out. Come clean, come clear. Go to hell. That's right. Oh, our Lord, have mercy upon us today. No, we're to preach the Word, not to show movies. Preach the Word. Unfold the Word of God. Preach it every time you go in the pulpit, Pastor. I've often been told I would never build a church preaching like I do here. But listen. The only thing that we ask here is to come sit and listen. May I say again, preach the Word. That means to study. This means meditation. This means getting alone with the Lord, praying. It means living a life day by day. Whatever the Lord has done for you, you live that life. Giving up your social club, giving up your golf course, giving up all of this, cutting loose from everything in the world. Now listen here. We're going to make a statement. We're going to jump a creek. The average preacher is just lazy. The average preacher is just lazy. I know of hundreds of them. I know them. I do. I know them. Listen, they're just too lazy to study. Prayer is hard work. Study is hard work. Every one of us is as lazy as the circumstance will let us do. There's no other person who has to study like a preacher does if he's to stay fresh, have a message, or grip the hearts of his people. You cannot pay a man to preach. No, sir. No, sir. You can't pay a man to preach. A God-called, God-commissioned, Holy Spirit-indicted man will preach if he has no salary at all. Now, that's right, my friend. That's right. You say, well, what about you, old trailblazer? No, I don't take a salary. I don't draw a salary out of this work. The Lord provided for me for my income several years ago on a business that I own, and the Lord graciously made it profitable for me to live a middle income life to where I'm comfortable and turn all the rest of it over to the Lord, and the Lord provide for me day in, day out, day in and day out. And I tell the folks here, well, you can fire me, but you can't cut off my check because I don't get one. No, sir. A God-called preacher, listen, he'll preach if he don't have a salary. He must preach. He will preach. And when you hear a man say, you'll have to pay me so much or I'll not preach, he's one of the devil's goats. Now, I stake my eternal destiny on it. I have a good friend who goes to a church in a certain area, and they lost their pastor. And I saw him at a funeral one day, and I said, you ever get your pastor? And he said, no. We had a man come, what do they call it, a tryout or whatever they do. I don't know how that works. But he said the man come and looked over the plant, looked over the auditorium, looked over the house where they provide for him, and they told him what they'd pay. And he said, oh, I can't come for that. I can't come for that. That'll be taking a cut in pay. I can't live off of that kind of salary. But, my friend, that man don't know anything about the Lord. Listen, no, sir. The preachers who are always looking for a larger salary, a better position, is one of the devil's goats. Now, I'll tell you that without fear of equivocation. No, God's people want to hear the Word. They feed on the Word. It is their lifeblood. You can't preach too hard for God's people. Now, that's one of the greatest things I know of in my preaching here. I know that I preach differently from most folks do because I preach without fear or favor. I don't ask you what to preach. I don't ask my congregation what to preach. I preach what the Lord lays on my heart. And I call sin, sin, no matter. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's the head deacon, the piano player, or the lead singer. It doesn't matter. If there's sin in their life, I'm going to tell them. That's right. If they catting around on Saturday night, I'm going to tell them. I'm going to call their number, and then if they don't straighten up and repent, I'll call their name. That's right. Because they're not going to hide under the cloak of religion under my preaching. No, sir. No, listen, my friend. God's people always come to where God's word is preached. They want to hear the word. They want the whole counsel of God. They never get tired of hearing the pastor tell how God saves a sinner. Now, that's what preaching is. That's what we do here. Preach on the sovereign of God. They like it. They like to open you to open to them the total depravity of man. Let them see. Listen, blood redemption in Christ never grows old. They want to know how the Holy Spirit, how he works. They love to hear about the second coming of the Lord. And listen, take the word of God, show them how God hates sin. They never grow tired. Neither can you preach too hard against sin for God's people. If you're afraid, Pastor, of preaching against sin to your members for fear of offending them, then you ought to get out of the pulpit. Now, I tell you that with all the pathos of my soul. They're not cheap. If they get offended by your preaching. Now, I have folks here once in a while get up and go out, slam the back door and go out. Well, let them go. Let them go on to hell for their trouble, my friend. No language can describe the loathsomeness of sin. Listen, no, that's right. Folks are taught to hate sin under Holy Spirit conviction, and they don't want it. They don't want sin. They've been taught to hate sin in a greater way than I could ever preach it. Preach the word. Feed your people on the word, and they'll stay with you. Now, that's right, my friend. They'll stay with you through thick and thin. That's right. Oh, listen, we don't have any trouble. We don't have any trouble with that. No, because we preach the word here. Day in, day out, day in and day out, we preach the word. And we take God's word as it is, preach it to man as they are. And we have God's word for our basis of authority here. I want to recommend a little booklet to you that we have here by the late Pastor L.R. Shelton on pastoral authority. That's right. That's right. Pastoral authority. Do you know anything about pastoral authority? I do. I learned it under a Holy Spirit conviction. Listen to walk along with the Lord as a pastor does. You must know him. My preacher friend, can I ask you, do you know the Lord? Are you just a seminary graduate? Do you know the Lord? Or are you just a church member who your mama called you to preach, or your papa called you to preach, or your pastor called you to preach? You went down to the local seminary and got a little degree, studied a little Greek and a little whatever, and then you come home. Come back to the old home church. My boys, come home. He's going to be a preacher one day. My boy will be a preacher one day. Why? Because mama wants him to be a preacher for her sake. Well, he don't know the Lord, know nothing about the Lord. No, but he'll be the pastor there, and then he won't have any backbone. He'll let sin run rampant in the church. He put on a big program to build a gymnasium, build a softball field, build a volleyball field, build a basketball court, and then he'd keep his people happy. He'd get out there with his little walking shorts on and play ball with them on Saturday evening. And then what? Can you call sin in their lives on Sunday morning? No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. You can't do it. There's a line of demarcation between the pastor and his people. Did you know that? I've told you often before that the life of a pastor is a lonely life as far as human companionship, but it's not lonely because the Lord is my companion. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my redeemer, and he's my stay. He's my rock. It is. That's right. I'm not lonely, no, sir. No, sir, not a bit in the world. And I love people. I love my people here. They love me. And you let some old hook and bull come in here that don't know the Lord, going to make a stampede about this doctrine or that doctrine. Well, I don't believe the pastor's preaching the truth. Well, you just have to go to hell for his trouble. Because we bring you, thus saith the Lord, day by day, day by day. And we're going to keep on doing that here on the Trailblazer broadcast. If you enjoy this kind of preaching, would you sit down and write me? Many folks have written me. Say, Pastor, we haven't heard that in 40 years, 50 years, since the old gray-haired, stoop-shouldered old preachers used to stand out there somewhere in the brush arbor in the tent on the bend of the creek and preach hell off the cross. Listen, folks. Did you know there's a reckoning day coming? One day you're going to meet the Lord. Are you ready to go out, Pastor? Pastor, are you leading your flock, feeding them? What are you feeding them on? You feeding them on just shucks? Oh, my pastor friend, think about your soul and their soul. This is the old Trailblazer. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis. My heart's heavy for you this morning. Don't get mad with me because I'm bringing you the truth. Pray for me. You sit down and pray for me. I guarantee you the Lord will bless you. And remember, my mailing address is Radio Missions, or just the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Goodbye.